From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse has been named to the Preservation League of New York State's 2020-21 Seven to Save list. Built in 1874, the Hudson Athens Lighthouse was one of 14 original Hudson River lighthouses, of which seven remain. Its existence is now threatened by deterioration and lack of public awareness and a loss of visual and architectural integrity, according to a report released by the League. The lighthouse structure is maintained by the nonprofit Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society, while the U.S. Coast Guard maintains the actual light. Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society President Carol Gann said, and I quote, "We are delighted with the designation of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse as one of the seven to save by the Preservation League of New York State," end quote. Gann said decades of exposure to the elements have taken their toll on the lighthouse. Other sites to make the list include the state's Barge Canal System, Richard LaPole's Orpheus and Apollo in New York County, Central Technical High School in Syracuse, Parrott Hall in Geneva, Elmhurst African American Burial Ground in Elmhurst, and Sag Harbor Hills, Azarest and Nineveh subdivisions in Sag Harbor. Gans hopes the designation will bring new awareness of the lighthouse as it embarks on the next phase of its restoration. She said next on the agenda is to conduct a new underwater study to check on the condition of the pilings that were replaced 11 years ago and then restore the riprap to protect the pilings. The lighthouse will be open to the public for tours in 2020 on July 11th, August 8th, September 12th, and October 12th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Hudson Valley region of New York logged the largest percentage increase in sales tax in the state between 2018 and 2019, according to a new report from the Office of State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. At 7.4% growth, the Valley outpaced the Southern Tier at 6.8% and the North Country at 5.9% and was way ahead of the Capital District at 4.3%. Within the Capital District, Greene County saw an increase of 5.8% for a total of $34.62 million in sales tax revenue in 2019. Columbia County collected a total of $44.7 million in the same year, an increase of 3.8%. Rensselaer County saw the greatest increase in the Capital District at 8.4% for a total of just under $96 million. Comptroller's office said the economic climate in 2019 was generally positive for sales tax growth and the labor market was stable with continued employment and wage growth. Consumer spending also held up throughout the year. A factor that lessened sales tax growth was the decrease in the price of gas for the first time since 2016. Taxes collected from gas sales are a significant element of local sales tax revenue. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. As expected, Steve Greenfield is making another run for U.S. Congress, challenging incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado for the 19th congressional district seat on the Green Party line. The New Platte resident said Delgado has some of the worst traits of both Republican President Donald Trump and Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Greenfield said, and I quote, "The incumbent is doing a terrible job of representing the small business and family farm character of the 19th district and really voting straight down the Wall Street line. He's representing the out-of-district interests that are paying the millions of dollars in his campaign account," end quote. On Greenfield's list of Delgado's worst offenses, voting to approve the Space Force while Americans are dying every year from the lack of health insurance, supporting the new North American trade agreement, his support of fossil fuels, and attending Trump's Christmas party. Greenfield said, and I quote, "If I was invited to Donald Trump's Christmas party, I would bring all my friends down and blockade the White House," end quote. Greenfield is a former member of the New Platte School Board. In addition to losing the 2018 congressional race, he failed to win a House seat in 2002 and 2016 and an Ulster County legislature seat in 2003 and 2011. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. U.S. Representatives Antonio Delgado and Sean Maloney are promoting their support for a bill passed by the House on February 6, which would strengthen union protections for workers and allow the government to levy fines against employers that violate labor laws. The vote on the Protecting the Right to Organize Act split along party lines, with most Democrats in favor and most Republicans against it. Among the law's provisions, workers would be permitted to file class action lawsuits and let the National Labor Relations Board impose fines of up to $50,000 per violation against employers. In a press release, Delgado said, and I quote, "From 1980 to 2014, income for the bottom half of wage earners grew by 1%, while income for the top 1% of earners grew by 205%. One way we can address widespread income inequality is by enabling our labor unions to organize and negotiate on behalf of workers. Today, I proudly voted for the PRO Act, which enables workers' rights, empowers unions to negotiate with employers, closes loopholes in federal labor laws, and increases transparency," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.